Reports say a Chechen man with alleged links to the Boston bombers was not armed when he was shot dead by FBI agents. Ibrahim Tatashev was shot dead on May the 22nd. The FBI claims Tatashev was shot after he stabbed an agent during questioning regarding his connection with Boston bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev. Now reports say Tatashev did not have a gun or a knife and only overturned a table. A Muslim civil liberties group says it wants a review of Tatashev's death. Tatashev's family also wants an independent investigation, adding to suspicions two well-trained FBI agents who were involved in Tsarnaev's killing died after they fell out of a helicopter into water during a training mission. Tsarnaev and his brother Jakar are alleged to have carried out the April 15th bombings at the Boston Marathon. Tamerlan died in a shootout with police, and his brother was captured and is currently being held in custody. International lawyer Franklin Lam joins me now from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Lam, welcome to the program. Some inconsistent details have been made available about the interrogation of the suspect, which ultimately resulted in his death. Do you think that this case will also just add to the suspicions that continue to emerge about the Boston bombings?
Well, yes, and about the FBI itself. There's a lot of smoke here, and presumably some fire. I think we have to consider the historical context of the FBI since their founding in the 1930s, and you know the name of J. Edgar Hoover and what he did to that agency to construct it as a political weapon. The FBI has major, major problems of credibility and behavior ever since its founding. It has developed a culture of impunity, which allows it pretty much to intimidate officials and to control a lot of the federal law enforcement statutes or the implementation of those statutes. Their story that's coming out now, finally their supervisors have told them not to say a word, but is full of inconsistency, and it's a prosecutor's dream, if you can imagine, getting those agents before them, subpoenaing all the records, the emails, the telephone conversations, one by one. And I think that's going to happen. That's going to happen in certainly the Justice Department inquiry, maybe a congressional inquiry. The Muslim Association is on the right track in demanding a full investigation of what happened. And no doubt there's going to be a lawsuit for wrongful death brought by Mr. Tatashev's, by his wife and his family. But once more, it raises the question and puts the spotlight on the FBI and the requirement that they comply with the laws and they're not a rogue element of a posse running around doing what they will. I mean, I don't think we have time to go through that evidence, but can you imagine, reportedly there were six agents interviewing this guy, this gentleman. Surely they videotaped it. Surely there's the complete record of what happened, why they came up with the story of the knife. I mean, these, you know, surprising, but now what's also putting pressure on the FBI, I understand, is this claim that they need several months to get to the truth of what happened in that room. It would take less than an hour. And so that's very suspicious. But one possible bright spot is that President Obama, in an effort to reach out to the Republicans, just apparently is going to nominate Mr. Comey, a Republican, a man with a clean record and one who's willing to stand up to government, as a new director of the FBI. Well, you can imagine what his first workload is going to be, and that's to get to the bottom of this, because the American people, the Muslim community, the U.S. Congress, they're going to demand that they come clean on this and find out exactly what happened. But
absolutely.
Yes, you're quite right. In the context of the Boston crimes, this is very relevant, I would have thought.
Thank you very much, international lawyer Mr. Franklin Lam, joining us from the Lebanese capital.